I'm not used to public speaking, so bear with me. It's a testament to my love for my husband that I'm even up here. Anyway, and for music. Thank you, Mary Beth and Alex, so much, because this is my pleasure. So we all know how bad traffic is around here, right? Well, I was stuck in traffic the other day, and I thought about how much worse it would be if I didn't have music to listen to. I carry my MP3 player with about 3,000 songs on it, just about everywhere I go. And that day, while I was stuck in traffic, I thought about how much music means to me and how it relates to emotions and feelings. And it reminds me of things, certain events in my life when different songs come on that I relate to, and I like instantly transport it back in time. So it's similar to like smells trigger like your grandmother's cookies or cakes or your mom's meatloaf or your favorite pizza. So when I hear an old and familiar song that transports me back in time, it's like listening to the Beatles when I was a kid, and me and my best friend Mary created dance routines, and we thought we would be extraordinary on Star Search if ever we were discovered. Beach Boys songs take me back to when I was a kid at the pool, and my opinion of pesky boys was just about ready to change. My older brother Pete and I bonded over Pink Floyd. Previously, we were sworn enemies, but he took me to my first rock concert, and he watched over me so I didn't get into trouble. I was 16, and it was my first live rock concert. I remember the thrill of seeing and hearing a band perform live up close and in person. Now, I'm dancing barefoot on the beach in the still warm sand to Santana songs at my impromptu high school graduation. I'm with a boy, and we dated off and on through high school, and we laughed and talked about where our future would take us. We didn't know then, and I barely know now. When I hear a Led Zeppelin song, I'm in my friend Harold's red 1969 Camaro, and we're cruising aimlessly around town. We're singing along and listening to music and just having a good time in general. If you've seen Wayne's World, it was very much like that. This was our attempt to ease the boredom of living in a small town on a Saturday night with nothing else to do. Music reminds me of love and relationships. I think of weddings I've attended where the bride and the groom dance their first dance together to a special song that means something to them. I remember my mom and dad dancing and laughing to Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, Hank Williams. Sadly, that's the only time I remember them being happy together. Music from the mid-80s reminds me of one of the best times of my life, as well as one of the saddest. I had friends who became a family to me, first after losing my father, and then two short time later, my mother. We shared almost every Saturday night together on the beach, enjoying ocean sounds intermingled with music and conversations. We were bound together by friendship, as well as by sadness when one of our friends, Tim, committed suicide. Sometimes the music from that time period brings tears to my eyes, but most of all, I remember how close we were and how the music helped heal our losses. Maya Angelou said, "Music was my refuge. I could crawl into a space between the notes and curl my back to the loneliness." Yes, I can certainly relate to that. Music has brought me joy and happiness and even laugh out loud funny. Like my husband Brian jumping in the car to Bare Naked Ladies, "If I Had $1 Million," funniest thing I've ever seen. Or on road trips when we both sing loudly and sometimes very badly to old and familiar songs. It really helps pass the time. I usually wake up with a song in my head that stays with me all day long. Some people call that an annoying earbug, but I don't mind it. I sometimes play a new song I like over and over again until it's fully integrated into my collection of song friends, because songs truly have been friends of my life. Music has consoled me when a love relationship failed, a friend said goodbye, when I lost loved ones. Listening to music is comforting, every note and lyric a replication of the pain, eventually pulling me away from the darkness and back into the light. That pain, of course, has long since faded into experience. I can listen to these songs again and remember them without feeling sad, ever thankful that I survived. For thousands of years, people have sung and created music together. Music is found in every known culture, past and present. In 2009, a 35,000-year-old flute was found in a cave in Germany. Isn't that amazing? Although it's the oldest musical instrument ever found, other instruments have been found in thousands of other instruments have been found in cultures all over the world. Songs are a way of repeating important information we want to remember. In times when most people couldn't read, hymns were used to teach scriptures from the Bible. Singing hymns helped people remember the lessons they were taught. Music is used to ease work burdens. Slaves sang songs while picking cotton and performing other work for their masters. And the military uses music and songs to keep soldiers' spirits high. Oh yes, and studies show that if you listen to music while exercising, you'll exercise longer and harder. So if you hate exercising or even hate doing housework, you might want to give that a try. Dr. John Diamond, an author and physician of holistic medicine, says that the function of music since its beginning is the spiritual uplifting of the listener so that his or her life energy is enhanced by the experience. Dr. Diamond contends that music is primarily a property of the right hemisphere of the brain. When an individual becomes stressed, an imbalance occurs between the two hemispheres of the brain, and listening to music rebalances the left and the right hemispheres. Music contains mathematical ratios that make up the whole cosmos. There are numerous studies on the connection of music and learning math. This is called the Mozart effect. The claim is that exposure to certain types of music early in life can lead to improved test scores on math. Many of my software programmer colleagues swear that listening to music while they code improves their concentration. They're excellent programmers, so I'm not going to question that. But music is a lot more than notes conforming to mathematical patterns and formulas. Music is exhilarating because of the intricacies of the patterns that occur. Whether or not these patterns resemble math has no significance to many musicians. More often than not, musicians are inclined to practice music because of the wonders and awe they feel for the music, even if they're not aware of the math that isn't in music. T.S. Eliot, speaking about a peak experience in his book, The Four Quartets, says, "Music heard so deeply that it isn't heard at all, but you're the music while the music lasts." You are the music. That means you vibrate with that music. And even though you might be just listening to some flute or piano music, it's the music of the universe that you're listening to. It's the music to which the whole cosmic dance dances, and that flows through you, and that's your religious moment. And in that moment, you know that you're one with all. You are the music while the music lasts. Music can take us away from ourselves. It is a power beyond ourselves. Musicians know this and experience this frequently while performing. So while Alex plays, may I suggest that you close your eyes while listening to her music Let the music transport you to a beautiful place beyond yourself. So music is used in healing. Music therapy began in the 20th century America when musicians played for World War I and World War II veterans as they recovered from emotional injuries in the hospitals. There is scientific evidence to research that, I'm sorry, that song just really made me very emotional. Anyway, there is scientific research to back up the idea that music has healing properties. One study conducted at McGill University in Montreal in 2013 shows that music has anti-anxiety properties. And another study showed music was associated with higher levels of antibody linked to immunity. Our very own Ellen Radrels, or she used to be here at any rate, is a music therapist, as well as my niece, Rachel. Both of them find rewards in seeing their patients be more responsive while they're hearing or playing music. The brain's reward center responds to music. It releases the chemical dopamine, which is associated with pleasure. Music can also help with the development of language skills and the identification and expression of emotions, which are challenges in autism. Music is used in elderly care settings to calm or stimulate residents. Alzheimer's patients may still recognize songs of their youth and respond emotionally to music. My Uncle Wallace, who recently passed away, in his late stages of Alzheimer's, whenever music was played, he'd respond to us and actually try to participate in the conversation. It was very amazing. Music creates a bond, a feeling of connectedness. Listening to music puts us in harmony with creation. Music can make us feel happy or sad. It can soothe or energize us. It unquestionably affects our emotions. We tend to listen to music that reflects our mood. So when we're happy, we listen to upbeat music. And when we're sad, we listen to slower, moving songs. And when we're angry or frustrated, we listen to darker music with heavy guitar and drums and vocals that reflect our level of anger. Youth poet Casey Storm writes in her poem, "Music of My Life," "The music takes my soul, takes it through the wind and around the trees as the earth turns slowly. Each song makes me wonder what really goes on while I'm asleep, as a disco ball shines through my dreams. I wish I was awake as the music plays, and wish instead of school, I'd get to party and dance all day. As one song makes you move and happy, another makes you cry and sappy. Each song with its own act, life reacts back. It's hard to believe a song is more than just a song. You could lose your soul, regain it again. Each feeling fills you full as each tune tells you what to do." Music is certainly spiritual. It reaches out and touches everyone, aware or not. Music brings dark to light, pain to joy. It varies in style and genre, but music brings a message to all who listen. That message is believe. Believe that it's okay. Believe that the pain will pass. Believe the rain will go away. Believe that you can be whoever you want to be. Believe that being different is a blessing. Believe that you are who you are, and that there is no one better. Blessed be.